It won't be an easy job for the federal judge who presides over the 9/11 trials. Judges who hear asylum cases come under another kind of pressure. They decide the fate of immigrants who face persecution in their home countries. These applicants often tell horrific stories of what they endured. And a study suggests that asylum judges are themselves becoming traumatized by what they hear day in and day out. Lonnie Shavelson has the story.
The survey asked asylum judges to write anonymously about their work. One judge wrote back, "I have to hear the worst that has ever happened to any human being. I've heard testimony about torture that I never wanted to hear about, and I wish I hadn't heard."
These judges are taking that trauma in themselves.
That's Dr. Stuart Lustig, who led the study.
Clearly, many of them are suffering from the psychological toll of hearing these stories day in and day out.
Lustig is a professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco. He says asylum judges may be developing what he calls secondary post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. The night terrors, flashbacks, and panic attacks of PTSD are usually the result of directly experienced trauma. But Lustig says,
"The judges themselves start to pick up some of those symptoms as well, and having psychological problems in the form of thoughts that they can't get rid of or even nightmares. And that makes it very hard to do your job effectively and judiciously when you're sitting there with the next asylum seeker who has yet another story of trauma and atrocity."
Any compassionate human being gets emotionally plugged in, and judges are no exception.
Dana Lee Marks is president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. She's also an asylum judge herself. She worries that the volume of cases that asylum judges are required to hear, 3 to 4 a day, is making things worse.
Often our working conditions are described as though we are hearing death penalty cases in traffic court settings. If the judge makes a mistake, the potential consequences for the individual involved can be life-threatening.
Miriam Bravo is a Guatemalan immigrant who applied for asylum in the U.S. She spoke to me at an immigrant sanctuary in a Berkeley church. She didn't want to tell me what happened to her back home.
¿Cómo se imagina usted que vivo yo?
How could you imagine what I lived? But what happened to me, some things that happened don't have a name. It's very painful. I don't want to remember it.
Bravo did tell her story to the judge hearing her case, but he decided against granting her asylum. She wonders whether he was overwhelmed with cases.
At best, I was the 4th or 5th person, and they were already tired. And in a moment, another person comes with something even worse, and then another, and day after day the same.
Bravo thinks maybe the judge didn't really listen to her story. If he had, she says, he would have granted her asylum. Dr. Lustig says he wonders whether the stress that judges reported in his study is making some of them tune out.
I would wonder for our judges, for example, how possible it could be that they retreat from this very difficult-to-hear material.
But Lustig says he also wonders whether the opposite might happen, that traumatized judges become so sensitized that they're more likely to grant asylum.
They may become overly identified, perhaps, with the person in front of them. So it could work either way. Do you just become so jaded that as a defense mechanism you shut out everything that sounds traumatic and you just deny everything? Or do you get beaten down and just grant everything rather than dealing with the complexities of the actual case? It's an important question, and we don't have the answer to it at this point.
Judge Marks, who co-authored the study, says over the years she's decided more than 16,000 asylum cases.
And a judge has to be both empathetic but very neutral at the same time. And all of that is actually a pretty sophisticated juggling act. And the responsibility is enormous.
Judge Mark says it wouldn't surprise her if a judge's judgment were affected by repeated exposure to accounts of trauma. But she can't say for sure. She says that needs to be addressed in a future study. For The World, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.